Hello all, welcome to Jake and Drew. We're
Jake
glad
and Drew.
That you're here. And we've got a complete great show for you today. We're very excited, so just sit back and rock with us for a while. Thank you for that, Jake. Appreciate that.
Of course.
I was trying to figure out, I looked up on ChatGPT a lot of things that I could say in the intro, like kick it with us, vibe with us, rock back with us. I don't know.
Sometimes little is more.
Sometimes less is more?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's always
communicative
always
property.
The case. Jake, how is your week going so far? It's been a minute since we've recorded.
It's been good. I've went on a couple dates. It's been a lot of fun. Good week. I went to this one girl's house and we were watching Monster House. Great movie.
Dude, I love Monster House.
Great movie. I always look forward to that movie. Shout out Chowder.
What's the mean guy's name? The old
Nevercracker.
Nevercracker.
Nevercracker. Mr. Nevercracker.
He's a cracker.
Mr. Nevercracker. But we're watching it. Great movie.
His name is a star.
We're watching it with some girls. Ooh. And it's kind of funny. We were a little ways away, but we had walked there because it was so short. And so were these girls. They live.
The girls were short?
No, they
you
live.
You said we walked here because it was really short, and so were the girls.
they live short.
So how short are we talking?
They didn't live close to the place. I mean, they lived close to the place. They lived at the same complex as us. Mm-hmm. And the girls are talking, and one's like, hey, I'm going to walk home. Another girl was like, hey, text me when you get home.
Oh, I like that.
Should we start doing that?
It's kind of played out. Like, we should text people?
Well, no, maybe me and you. Like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And you're like, hey, I'm going to this party or whatever. Text me when you're home.
Okay, we could do that, but I think we should do that for the podcast, too. At the end of the podcast, okay. We say, hey, everybody will listen to this pod. Text us when you get home.
Text us when you get home. Yeah. Why do girls do that?
I think it's because they like to – well, I think it's because girls need to do that. Well, I think guys do that. It was a guy thing. Yeah, I think it was started by guys. Like, text me when you get home so I know you're safe. Or girls kind of doing the same thing. Like, whoever drops whoever off.
Do you think it's because of rape?
Yeah, that's probably one. Or car accidents. Yeah. Alcoholism.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, I am a victim of rape.
Really?
You don't know this?
No, this seems a little heavy for the podcast.
Whoa. I thought I had told you this before. You didn't know I'm a victim?
No, I knew about Brian's case, but I didn't know about yours.
Shout out Brian.
Shout out Brian Gardner. No. Not actually taking advantage.
No, I've been raped. So in high school.
Well, it was a good run with 9 episodes of maybe.
In high school, I had ankle injuries. I had ankle injuries throughout high school.
Okay.
And the trainer there.
I do run for this.
I get it checked out, and he starts this is a no-name podcast, so we're not giving names. He starts massaging my thigh, like my upper thigh. And I say, hey, bud, it's actually my ankle.
This is going to loosen your ankle up real nice.
I said, it's my ankle that's hurt, not my thigh. He's like, no, it's connected to the lymph nodes. I'm like, oh.
Aren't the lymph nodes in your throat?
I don't know. It sounded scientific, though.
You should have said,
and I wasn't going to question him. He knew what he was doing. So
no,
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
the lymph
toe bone's connected to the tailbone, but we're not.
Well, later, this guy gets fired because of some allegations with girls in the school, apparently.
I went to school at the wrong time, apparently. Yeah. Dang, I graduated a little too early.
Apparently.
That's what we know.
Apparently.
That's what we know to this point.
Well, yeah, that's
he was fired, and then he molested you.
Well, that's the thing. I didn't think anything of it until we got a new trainer, super awesome. Shout out, not going to name her, but she's awesome. She was an awesome trainer, and I continue to have ankle problems. And I asked her to do my ankle, and she's like looking at my ankle, and I asked her, I'm like, hey, aren't you going to massage the lymph nodes? And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah, my upper thigh is connected to the lymph nodes, and she's like, no, we don't do that. So I'm a victim of rape.
Wow. I did know some of that, but thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, of course.
For your power.
It was very hard for me to tell.
Did the new what's it called, trainer, let you take the pebble ice from the freezer?
Dude, I don't remember. I know the one was really stingy.
I always had that good Cafe Rio ice.
Stingy,
this podcast brought to you by Cafe Rio Pebble Ice.
Ooh, Pebble Ice.
Pebble Ice. Okay. Well, thanks for
sharing.
That
was my week.
That went so far off.
That was my rape week.
That was your week. Oh man, I didn't know how we were able. That was not part of the script, but I'm glad we got there. Yeah. Okay, well, rolling right along. I was just going to point out that Jake, can I see your left hand?
Left hand.
Okay. What's on my left hand? You don't have a ring on it. Still not married.
Oh yeah.
Are you worried that you're not going to get married while you're here at BYU? Usually, statistically speaking, I think most people are married by this point. So
a month and a half?
Well, I don't make the rules here at BYU.
I feel like I've done.
I just go to school here.
Well, that's the thing. I take a step back and I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I have no girlfriend. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I realize I've only been here a month and a half. Like,
so you probably realize there's something more for you out there.
I do, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, buddy, that's not true at all.
Wait, what?
Man-made prisons. No, I'm just kidding. If you watch Seinfeld, you know what I'm talking about. No, I think, okay, yeah, no pressure. But your peers are getting all married off, so maybe there is some pressure.
None of my peers are getting married.
If you don't get married after you leave BYU, they give you your tuition money back.
Oh, so really?
That's part of the deal. Is like, I didn't know. You graduate.
That's not true.
That's what I've heard. I'm married, so I don't know if I'll be able to get that much money back. But yeah, that's what I've heard. That's what we know at this point, at this juncture. Moving right along.
Wait, did you just? What was the point of that segment?
My point was, is BYU broken? Like, is BYU broken in general, or just broken for you? You're not.
It's been a month and a half.
Exactly. You're proving my point.
Okay. You go to BYU next segment.
Are we going to do a sports term today?
Sports term. Oh, sports term of the week.
I didn't think of any sports terms to talk about. Do you have any sports terms that?
I do have a sports term.
Okay.
Onside kick.
Oh. You know, the thing that hardly exists anymore because they changed the kicking rules.
Yes, exactly. The onside kick is a football play where after you score a touchdown, say you're down a touchdown and you need to come back in this game.
Only 40 seconds left.
Only 40 seconds left. There's no way you're winning by giving the ball to the other team. Mm-hmm. So if you kick it. Mm-hmm. What was that?
I thought I was testing something.
Okay. Soundbite. If you kick it past 10 yards and you get the ball, you recover it, then it's your ball.
Has to go 10 yards, though.
Has to go 10 yards.
So the kicker's trying to intentionally kick it.
Very rare.
I don't know why I'm acting like the stupid one. We need a real stupid person here to actually, not a stupid person, but someone who doesn't know this, to give their like, whoa, an idiot. What? But why do they call it onside kick? Because it's a kick on the side?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Seems like you could have
just figured it out. It's in the name.
Yeah. Good observation. Didn't think about it that way.
Shout out Sean Payton for awesome onside kicks. Onside kicks are sick.
There's only been
Were you ever on the hands team successful. In high school, Jake?
Dude, they used to call me the vacuum.
Oh, because you'd get all the onside, like the ball.
The ball would come to me. That was my nickname, the vacuum.
I thought it was because you were a bad kisser. That's why they called you the vacuum. Because you always had hickeys from vacuums. Like, hey guys, I'm getting a lot of girls lately.
Jake, we know that's your vacuum.
Dude, we call you the vacuum because you're making out with your vacuum. I was on the hands team too, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually secured lots. There was one though where Levi Janicaro and I, who we'll hopefully have on the pod eventually here. Big Sky and University of Montana legend. We were on the hands team together versus Sentinel one time, and we were like, it's like, the ball's probably not going to come to us. Why would they kick it to, well, I could see why they kicked it to me. I was a junior. I was really skinny and really small. But, like, Levi is like a tank. Like, you would never want the ball even close to his hands if you're the other team trying to give it away. They kicked it right next to us. We both just watched it, and they recovered it. It was – I've had a lot of onside kick recoveries and a lot of hands team recoveries, like more than – I think that was the only instance where I've lost one. But I remember Spencer Pepinger, one of my good friends from my childhood, kicked the ball and just nailed it right at 10 yards, right in between me and Levi. And we just looked at each other like, F, we're so stupid. We look so dumb right now.
That's the worst. That's the worst. Never experienced that as the vacuum.
Okay.
And well, as the Golden Stallion.
Well, onside kicks. Love them. Great part of the game. Glad you brought it up.
Totally.
Trugging right along. I wonder how many different ways I can say moving right along or trugging along in this podcast. But before we get into some other off-topic topics, I want to talk to you about your BYU game experience, Jake, versus Oklahoma State. It's been the talk of the town here in Provo
the talk
last
of
week.
The town.
That's what we know, is that it's been the talk of the town. Can you give us a little bit of your talk?
What do you mean, that's what we know?
I mean, we just know that it's the talk of the town.
Okay.
Jake, tell us about the game.
Tell us about the game. The game was really... The game was really good.
We're so stupid. That's my Charlie Day impersonation. Who's obviously good. Impersonating somebody else.
Well, I thought the game was really good.
You know? You don't have to do the voice anymore. I apologize that this is way too loud.
Okay. I thought the game was really good. I thought the whole time we were going to lose.
The whole game, even when we were winning.
Yeah, I thought we were going to lose. We didn't look good through a lot of interceptions. I thought we're bound to lose a game. You know, this team isn't good enough to win that game. But I think it shows that we are that good, you know, this game. You know, we've had a lot of blowout wins, mm-hmm. but being able to
finish it. We play good
close,
when we're ahead.
Yeah.
But can we play good coming from behind?
Yeah, or can we play good in last second situations?
Yeah, exactly.
With the game on the line, you know, we're down more than a field goal at the end of the game. So field goal's not
true.
An option.
Yeah.
And we have a minute 13.
You got to go for the win.
We got a minute 13. And to able to run down the field like that, it's impressive.
Underrated play by Jake Resla on that run. That was what set it up. I don't think that gets enough credit. Like, obviously, Lassiter, like, that's the game right there, the Lassiter Resla connection right there. But the run that set up the opportunity was awesome. Incredible.
My eardrums broke at that moment that they scored the touchdown.
I couldn't even believe it. It's probably just dead quiet after that. Like, I bet people were like, should I just leave? Like, this is so dumb. I can't believe we let him score.
People started leaving.
I'll explain. Idiots.
Idiots. I was like, what? We got a minute 13.
Like, there's like enough time, but like, very unlikely. The ESPN probability was like 99.9% for Oklahoma State. But I'll explain later why I wasn't at the game. But I'm curious if there was – I wasn't in the student section, so were people murmuring or starting to talk badly about Refslaw or Lassiter? When I'm in the student section, it drives me crazy. I'm a big Jake Refslaw supporter.
BYJU,
baby. He's been awesome all year, and he's a gunslinger. You can't tell a gunslinger to, oh, hey, don't throw so many picks. If you have a 4-touchdown, 3-interception game, I think I'm okay with
that. It's a good game.
He's a slinger, and he likes to throw the ball hard. So – I'm curious if there's a lot of people like, what is this guy doing? Like, what's his problem? Like, that's what I'm curious about. Are there still people that were saying that and then just got completely shut up?
The people were starting to murmur.
We're 7-0.
They're starting to murmur.
There should be no doubters.
They were hating on Jake a little. I don't hate on Jake. I love Jake. What year is he? What year is Jake?
He transferred last year. No, 2 years ago. But I think he might be a junior or
junior?
A senior.
He was good. He played well. The most questionable play of the game, which I do not understand still.
Yeah, I know exactly. I don't even need to know. We haven't even talked about this. I know exactly
what you're
going to say.
They call a timeout at the end of – I don't think we're thinking of the same play.
Maybe. Is it the running back interception pass?
Yes. Yeah. They call a timeout. I think it was first quarter.
Play.
The end of the first quarter. Why are we calling – just let the clock run out. Let's start the second quarter off 100%. Like that. I'm like, what are we doing? We're calling a timeout.
Bad use of a timeout. Unless it was a delay of game. I'm not sure, but
I don't think it was.
Way.
We called it right away, and I was like, what are we doing? And then they draw up this trick play, and it's horrendous. It's awful.
Not a great play. I like the trick plays, and I like that Kalani leans into them, but that was just a situation where I was like, we could have drawn up a better play and put the ball in the hands of a player who's a lot more confident to make a throw like that.
Yeah.
The throw should have never been made, and then it was terrible that it was an interception. So we ended – was that on a third down or a fourth down? If it was on a fourth down.
No, it wasn't. It was on neither. I think it was on first down.
Yeah.
We ran out on first down.
Now we don't get a field goal out of that.
Yeah.
So
I just don't
get
it.
Very confusing play call. But
it would have just made sense. Like, I'm fine if they run that play, but it would have made sense to start that off in the second quarter. You come out of the first quarter. Yeah. You get to go with your team. You get to talk about it. And then you get out in the second quarter and you run that play. Pick or not, you know, at least you have a little motivation going into that play. Right. I don't know. It was a weird play.
So are the Cougars good, I guess, is the question. Lassiter always would get hate for dropping passes. He shut everybody up. Jake Refslaw, he shut everybody up. We're 7-0. We're ranked number 11 in the country. We are in the college football playoff, I think, right now.
I think we're legit.
We're legit.
We're not on pumpkin watch.
This is good because we're not on pumpkin. We're going to turn back into a pumpkin?
Yeah, we're legit.
I don't know. The thing about us is I'm okay with the UCF loss. It might hurt our chances. I think we're a shoo-in to – well, not a shoo-in, but hopefully – We're in the right direction to make the Big 12 championship, but I'm just worried about these next two games. I'm really worried about the UCF
game. But did we lose?
And I'm worried about the Utah game. We haven't lost yet.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm a little worried about. We'll see this Saturday. We're filming this on Friday, so we'll see how this ages when we drop this. But
fingers crossed.
And the whole Gardner clan was crew, not the clan. The crew was at the was at the game too. So that was great to see. We'll have to have him on the pod to ask him about his experience with the game. He had a little bit of an interesting experience sharing food at the game with some strangers. So
that is true.
The reason why I wasn't at the BYU game in person, I was watching from the Venetian in Las Vegas. I wasn't staying at the Venetian. I don't have money. But I was at the sports bar at the Black Tap getting a milkshake when the game was about to start. And we were going like, hey, maybe we should put like $20 on the game. Like, well, we're here in Vegas. We might as well. It's no big deal. We got this money. We kind of found the money, honestly. So we're like, hey, let's just make something out of it. And we are like, all right, we're all confident. Like, all right, let's go make this bet. And then the guy in front of us that's talking to the teller, I look over his shoulder. I'm like, oh, he's voting on the Cougars. He's putting money down for the Cougars. We're about to put our $20 down. I wonder how much he's putting down. The brother put $7,700 down on the Cougars. I couldn't see if it was for money line or if it was for the spread or just like outright Cougars to win or what it was for, but he bet on the Cougars to win. And I was thinking the whole game, especially after the touchdown by Oklahoma State, I'm like, that guy's got to be sick right now that he just bet like two semesters worth of tuition on $7,700 on the Cougars. Dude, I hope did not say the spread, because if so, he got screwed. I'm glad that we didn't gamble, though, because we were going to take the under on the total points, because we thought, like,
what do you mean?
Like, the over-under, like, 55, I think it was, like, 53 points, because, but if the both teams combine for under that, then you win, but if they score over that, then you lose. So, we were going to bet the under, but obviously, the Cougars scored, like, 38 points, they scored 35 points, so it was a very much the over kind of game, so I'm really glad we didn't bet on that. That's good. We would have lost our 20
bucks. You didn't gamble?
We didn't gamble. But shout out the guy who had so much confidence. I don't have it. How much confidence do you have? How much would you put down on the Cougars, like or just in a gambling scenario? Like, what's the most you would put down? We don't gamble very much at all.
I put $100 on.
You did?
I would.
Oh, okay.
No, I would.
Would you put $7,700?
No.
Down? Okay.
No way.
I was like, I wanted to tell the dude, I was like, dude, you shouldn't do this. Like, if that was me, I would have just gone to bed right after making that bet. I wouldn't have stayed up to suffer through that. I would just woken up.
Then
like,
you can't sleep.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to be able to sleep after losing $7,700 anyway, so.
That's true.
Okay, well, trucking right along. We'll talk more about my Vegas excursions at a later date.
Viva Las Vegas.
Vegas was beautiful.
Should we call up Jeff, see his experience with the game?
We could call him up. He's probably at work. It's 11 o'clock on a Friday.
He's not working. Let's call him up.
Are you connected to Bluetooth on the?
I am connected to Bluetooth. Let's see if he answers. Jeffrey.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're...
I'm on another call right now. I'll call you later. Okay.
Sounds like you're not very important. should I call him and say, like, hey, what's up, Andrew?
Hey, how you doing? No.
Okay, well, let's move it right along. I want to talk to you a little bit about some BYU basketball without talking about basketball at all. First off, talking about a little...
You kind of stuttered on that one.
BYU basketball.
Okay, yeah.
Jake, let's talk about BYU basketball.
Oh my god, this is peak radio right here.
This is great radio. So tell me about your hot tubbing excursion with Dallin Hall.
Why are you making it sound weird? You're making it sound like this was a one-on-one hot tub set.
I said it was an excursion. Two guys sitting in the hot tub, 5 feet apart, probably
because they're not gay.
So I'm curious a little bit about what happened. You met a Provo celebrity. Tell me about it.
I did.
Not weird.
Well,
unless you make it weird.
I made it a little weird. So we're hot tubbing. I'm hot tubbing with some friends, my roommate and one of my good friends. And we see these two guys walk in, and I don't know. I recognize one of the guys.
Why are you at a loss of words over this story already?
Well, he had a shirt off, so I was a little speechless. But
I'm going to choose not to comment on that part.
But he walked in, and I'm like, this guy looks familiar. Dude, I will say this. I'm not gay, but he does look good without a shirt on.
I would hope so.
I get the hype.
Okay. For those who don't know, Dallin Hall, point guard, senior for BYU basketball. I don't know what number he wears. I think number But he's the heartthrob of all girls here at BYU. that attend the school. He's the best looking guy.
The women want to date him. The men want to be him. Am I right?
Did you flip those around? Did you say the women want to be him? He is the Chase Roberts of the basketball world, I would say.
I don't even know who Chase Roberts is. So.
Oh, gosh, Jake.
The women want to be him. The men want to kiss
him. Chase Roberts is on the football team. He's like our best wide receiver, bro.
The men want to make out. The men want to make out with him. The girls want to talk to him. Tell
us. You're not helping this hot tubbing story.
Yeah. So we were in the hot tub. So things are getting a little
in the hot tub.
Hey, you can't handle the heat. Get out of the kitchen. Am I right?
Tell us, did you invite him to the pod?
Well, here's the thing.
I'm hoping he doesn't listen to this one before he comes on.
I'll send him this one. So here's the story. He comes in and I kind of recognize him. I'm not sure who it is. And I start thinking maybe, like, that's one idea that crossed my mind, that maybe it's this guy. And I ask, hey, what's your name? And he's like, oh, I'm Dallin. He's like,
what's your name? My name's Dallin Hall.
No, he just said my name's Dallin.
So stupid.
He's very humble guy. I will say that. He didn't talk about basketball at all. He didn't talk about his life. He was just trying to get to know us. Him and his friend, both very humble guys. Tanner Toulson was his friend. He plays for UVU.
Yeah, of course.
But he sat in the hot tub and we got talking. And he said, my name's Dallin. And I'm like, oh, what's your last name? And he's like, Hall. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay.
You know Dallin Hall, and you haven't watched a single BYU basketball game, but you don't know who Chase Roberts is.
Well, I'm like, unbelievable. Well, I literally said, like, oh, okay. Like, he knew that I knew who he was.
Right, right.
But I didn't want to be all fangirl about it. As soon as I heard that, my brain just went crazy. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I'm your biggest fan.
I'm hot tubbing with Dallin Hall. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Quick, drink the water.
Drink the water. Drink the water.
He said his last name, and not a second later, mouth wide open, like a pelican.
Yum, 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 yum.
Okay.
He's like, what are you doing? Why are you drinking the hot tub water? No reason. I'm never washing my mouth again. I'm never brushing my teeth.
Are you gurgling? Are you gurgling the hot tub water? Okay. We got to move this along. This is not supposed to be going this long.
The hot tub water.
So stupid.
Obviously, Tanner is intrigued. I mean, not Tanner. Dallin. Dallin's intrigued. They're both intrigued. But no, I get talking. I'm trying to play it cool. I'm playing the cool guy role here.
Yeah, you're so good at that.
And I bring up the question. I'm like, hey, what do you guys like to do for fun? Besides basketball, obviously. Classic Jake. And
I know that if I didn't laugh right now, that they definitely were not amused in the slightest.
So I was like, oh, what do you guys like to do for fun? They started saying some stuff. And I said, oh, they asked me, what do you like to do for fun? I'm like, oh, I love to play basketball. I love sports. I love to surf. And I'm like, I'm doing a podcast actually as well. I'm like, no way. You have a podcast? I'm like, yeah, check it out. Follow my podcast. And so Tanner Toulson, he followed the podcast. I think Dallin was flirting with a girl or something. So he wasn't really listening into my convo. Mm.
Let's get Toulson then on the pod.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have just like, here, Dallin, I got you. And he's like, hey, why are you reaching my pockets there? I'm like, I'm just trying to grab your phone so I can follow the podcast. Like, I don't have my phone in the hot tub. Don't worry, I got it.
What are you doing?
I got it.
Well, hey. Then I would be raping him. It would be a similar situation. The lymph nodes. I'm just touching the lymph nodes.
It wouldn't be as bad because you have been
I'm going for the lymph nodes.
Victim of it. So if you're a victim of it, then it doesn't matter if you do it. Yeah. If you hadn't been a victim of it.
I think that's how that works. But no, I got his number. I got Tanner Toulson's number. I texted him. No response.
Okay. Sounds about right.
So I don't know.
Hey, remember that guy you met in the hut?
Should I call him? Should I call him right now?
Don't call him.
All right, I won't call
Tanner,
him.
Tanner, you're on the Jake and Drew show. How you? Beep. Must have a tunnel.
I did have to star 67.
That was way too long of a segment per down all hot tub. I did not think it was going to go that weird so fast, but. This was leading into my. We'll see if we can get down.
This is leading into. How does this lead into any segment?
What are the chances we get down on the pod?
I don't know.
50-50.
Maybe I'll DM him.
DM him.
I'll be like, hey, I was the guy from the hot tub. You know, who drank your drink the water?
5 minutes of your time.
I drank your hot tub.
I drank the hot tub. What? I didn't see that.
I snuck it.
Okay. I'll know.
We you taste talk, really good.
I don't want to spoil too much so far. Maybe we'll have Cade Gardiner on the podcast for us, but we want to talk about. I saw Cade at the park the other day in Springville, and I wanted to. He brought up some reports about Dallin Hall's hair, how sometimes looks good and other times it doesn't look as good. And I want to talk about that with Dallin Hall.
The men would disagree with that.
Well, I'll give more information on this. Not yet, but when we have Cade, when we have a platform to talk about it, maybe after the first game we can see if it continues.
Okay.
So moving on, I don't know. We'll just quick shout out to AJ. Come to BYU.
Is that confirmed?
Not confirmed, no.
Okay.
He took some pictures. He did a little recruiting
trip. He's done
that
with every school.
He can flip-flop as much as he wants. But, yeah, that's definitely a thing for –
I think it's number one, though.
But I hope we're his number one. We're willing to put down $4.5 million, so I hope the guy is like, eh, maybe I'll text him back. I think we're the leaders. I heard some reports about Kentucky getting in on action, but so we'll see. Hopefully KYU can work his magic here.
Yeah.
And get the Cougars a much needed – well, not much needed, just another great asset to the team.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that concludes our BYU basketball talk.
Wow.
I wanted to talk a little bit about, just a quick question, Jake, about something that I was watching a documentary about probably my favorite athlete of all time, Pat Tillman, big Pat Tillman guy, Pat Tillman podcast, one of my favorites, ASU and Arizona Cardinals legend. I was watching a documentary that was from a long time ago. It's called The Tillman Story. Highly recommend. It's on Amazon. In the documentary, he talks about one of his best buddies in the Army who was a member of the church, the Mormon church, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And this was pre-2010 or pre-2018. So they're using the word Mormon a lot. So I guess I'll echo that. But they talked about how he came up to Pat and he saw that Pat was reading a Book of Mormon. And he's like, hey, Pat, if you ever have any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them for you. And Pat just said, like, I'm just a really big respecter of all religions, which is interesting given that Pat Tillman is a very, very atheist person.
He's atheist?
Very atheist.
I didn't know that.
His whole family is pretty atheist. But, yeah, like, when you die, you're just worm, dirt, feed, pretty much. But he's a really big respecter of all religions, studied a lot, and studied the Book of Mormon, apparently, a lot. So my question is, do you think this Book of Mormon is still out there? If so, I wonder if how cool would it be to have the Book of, like, it'd probably be cool to have, like, Jesus' Book of Mormon. But, like, to have Pat Tillman's Book of Mormon, that'd be kind of sick.
I don't think Jesus owned a Book of Mormon.
I bet he has one now.
I don't think so, but
okay. He kind of is the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, it's about him.
It's an autobiography.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, though. I don't know.
I'd be willing to pay a lot of money.
You'd pay a lot of money?
Without sounding vain or bad about this, I would pay a lot of money for a Pat Tillman Book of Mormon, actually.
I would not.
That would be so
But
cool.
I think it's just because Pat Tillman's not one of my favorite athletes.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair enough. Not from an Arizona fan. That's kind of messed up. But
what do you mean? No.
Leads me to my next question, though, actually.
Okay.
Are you buying stock in the Arizona Cardinals this year?
3-4.
3-4. 2 wins versus division opponents.
No.
No.
No. How about them Steelers, though? How about them?
Suck. Dude, it hasn't even been.
How about
them
Steelers, though?
You mean the
was
team
I right about the Steelers? I was right about the Steelers.
Did you say Russell Wilson was going to come back and lead them to?
Oh, I said they could be in the AFC Championship.
No, well, they're not in the AFC.
They're going to be in the AFC Championship.
They are not in the AFC Championship.
Russell Wilson is legit.
Russell Wilson did look great. That first drive, I was a little worried, but he does look pretty good.
I said put any quarterback back there.
I hate this.
Maybe
game.
Super Bowl. I could see Super Bowl.
Dude, it'd be so funny if the Steelers just lost every game now. Stop. I wonder what games.
5-2. They're 5-2. Impressive.
They ain't played anybody yet, though.
What do you mean they ain't played no one? They played the Chargers. They
Cardinals
played
the
Jets.
Cardinals are going to beat the Jets in 2 weeks, too, so you're buying stock in the Cardinals.
Here's my thing about the Cardinals.
Okay, frauds. I'm going to say it right now. I've only seen, like, 2 games, but they're frauds. Okay, you don't know how big of frauds they are? Let's take a look.
Let's see how big of the frauds there are, am I right?
They beat the Broncos, the Chargers.
Oh, the Broncos are a legit football team.
They lost to the Colts. I don't even know if the Colts had Joe Flacco at that time. I think they lost to the Anthony Richardson Colts.
Debatable.
They lost to the Cowboys. Those are the 2 losses, Colts and Cowboys.
Okay.
And they beat the Raiders and the Jets. So pretty impressive.
Sounds like a good football team to me.
If the Cardinals beat the Jets, then that would, by the associative property, mean that you're buying stock in the Cardinals if you buy stock in the Steelers.
That is not how that works. The Chargers, the Steelers blew them out. My thing about the Cardinals, I thought at the beginning of the season they could possibly fight for that 7 seed spot. Mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9 is where I saw them finishing. Now their only chance is to win the division, to get that 4 seed.
But the great thing about that is the division is wide open.
It is. They are down 1 game.
There is no, like, teams that are outright like, oh. And, like, the Rams are playing good now all of a sudden, too, now that they got guys off injury. But now the 49ers are all injured. So, like, the shoo-ins to win the NFC West are no longer that. So I'll say this. I'm buying stock in the Arizona Cardinals if we fix the offensive coordinator situation. Our offense looks terrible. I don't like the OC. I don't even know if I can tell you his name right now, but I just look at the play calling and I'm like, Kyler's having to do so much improvisation and it drives me crazy.
James Conner's playing like a dog.
I asked Dad the other day, I was like, Kyler Murray's great. And he's like, Kyler Murray's not great. Kyler Murray, I can guarantee, is in the bottom half of quarterbacks in the NFL. And I was like, I don't know about that.
I could name 10 better quarterbacks than him.
But you can't name 10 better quarterbacks with a better QBR, which is a pretty good indication of good quarterbacks. Dad was like, I bet Kyler Murray's like bottom 10 in QBR. Guess where Kyler Murray sits in the QBR?
3.
Close. He's 5.
Oh.
But it's a pretty good list. He's 5th in the league. Dang it. I was hoping you'd not overshoot. That was a really – 3? Really? That wasn't a real guess. He was just trying to make me look bad. It goes like Lamar Jackson, Jared Allen, and then like
– Jared Allen from the Nets?
He's number 1, actually.
Jared Allen?
Jared Allen?
From the Nets?
Not Jarrett Allen. Jared Allen?
Jared Allen?
Am I saying the wrong name?
Josh
Allen. We're professionals, I swear. Josh Allen. I knew it sounded weird when I said
obviously,
it the other day on the
phone. Quarterback rating doesn't matter.
I saw Jay Allen, and I thought, okay, well, it does matter. And I think that
if you can't remember their names.
Here. Do you
Kyler Murray, I'll say this though. Top 5, maybe top 3 most exciting quarterbacks to watch. That's why I like him on the Cardinals.
I agree.
He sells tickets. He's fun to watch.
Let me see. Top QBRs in the NFL this year.
I will buy stock in the Cardinals on one condition. You got one condition. Okay. You got the offensive coordinator. I want a condition too.
Tell me when you see a bad quarterback.
Okay, I'll get to my condition.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Lamar Jackson. Jaden Daniels. Joe Burrow. Kyler Murray.
Oh, bad quarterback. Just kidding. I like Kyler. I think he's a
and I'll tell you the quarterback. And I'll tell you the last 5, and you tell me if these ones.
Okay.
This rating makes sense. Bottom, Deshaun Watson.
Oh my gosh!
Will Levis, Gardner Minshew, Jacoby Brissett.
What are we talking about?
These are the ones with the lowest QBR. So.
Oh, that's the low. I thought those were the next.
No,
5.
No.
I was like, oh my. That's bad company right there. I'm like, how is that even possible?
Okay. So I'm not buying stock in the Cardinals. I'm buying stock in the Cardinals as long as we fix the offensive situation. Because that's the problem with the Packers.
I got a condition. It's not as broad as that. My condition is, where's Marvin Harrison Jr.? Where is he?
Offensive coordinator issues.
No, I don't think so. I think there's a connection problem between Kyler and Marvin Harrison. They need to talk that out. Dude, I don't care.
Talk it out.
I don't care if we start losing games. We got to throw Marvin the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you throw interceptions as well, looking his way.
Yeah, I'll tolerate.
He's been – but it's not just on Kyler not getting him the ball. It's Marvin Harrison. Mm-hmm. He's been a total dud so far. He's not been – he's been dropping passes. He looks out of it. I don't know. If that starts working – We got one of the most high power offenses in the NFL.
That's what we know.
Why do you keep saying that?
Well, I'm trying to state the facts so that people know what the facts are.
Well, I think they
that's
knew
what
that.
We know. We know that they will be if whatever Jake just said. I wasn't really paying attention. I just slapped. That's what we know after that. Okay. Wow. We are covering lots of great information today.
We are.
Before we get into some World Series predictions, because the World Series starts tonight, we're going to make that really quick. I want to talk to Jake about a little situation going on. Because we're not just a sports podcast. We talk about the cultural and political events happening in this world. Most people just thought we were about to talk about the election, but that's not what we're going to talk about. McDonald's, Jake. I don't know if you've heard this. There's an E. coli breakout.
What?
At McDonald's with the quarter pounder. Probably the most popular menu item at Walmart.
Oh, dang.
77 reports. And this isn't just like in the East Coast. This is the Western United States, especially in states like Montana, Utah, Nevada, New Mexico.
I've lived in two
states
of those
that we frequent. Arizona's not on that list. I think there's a reason for that. Makes up a 1/5 of the U.S. locations. But, 75 people have been ill from McDonald's. And to provide some sensitivity, I think some people actually have been deathly ill from this. So, Jake, when was the last time you ate McDonald's?
Yesterday.
Oh. Did you order a quarter
pounder? I have been feeling a little weird lately. Is it contagious?
I think that's the hot dogs from 2 weeks ago that you're still eating.
Hot dogs. No,
how long did it take you to get rid of those hot dogs?
They're still in my fridge.
Okay. Not the freezer, mind you, the fridge.
The fridge. Is it contagious?
E. coli?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No.
You don't think so? You don't think I transferred it from the hot tub to down?
Oh, gosh. Did you have the burger in the hot tub?
Oh!
Are you having a stroke?
Rewind real quick. Before we talk more about this, I forgot to mention
Please
something about
we're
down,
not
hall.
Going down hall.
Quick to mention about down hall. He's injured.
Oh, that's why he's in the hot tub.
Well, I think people just like the hot tub sometimes.
Well, so. Not a King Henry. That's a really young demographic at King Henry.
Oh, Don, what are you up to? Oh, my gosh. My mic
he
just
broke his mic. I'll fix it. You keep talking.
Okay, my mic, I've been playing around with it a lot. Not like that, though. Just like
especially,
a normal person.
Especially when he talks about Down Hall.
Why? Don't word it like that. But I lost my train of thought.
He's injured.
Oh, he's injured. That's right. That's right. He's injured. He's injured.
Can we just switch your mics? Oh, you broke it.
I broke it?
It's broken. I broke it.
Oh, okay. We're having some mic
I gotta
issues.
Go into the table one sec.
Okay.
Talk about your
I'll talk about the injury real quick. He had a boot on. He's probably mad at me for talking about this. It looked like he was trying to keep it under wraps, but he had a boot on his foot, and he said he had hurt his toe in practice. I also asked him some questions about the team. I asked about Igor, and he said Igor speaks English. And so if you're wondering about that, Igor does speak English. I think it's good. It's fixed. Okay, we fixed our mic problems. We meant to do that.
I'm starting to realize why I'm on this show is because I was listening just to see how long Jake could stall there. I think you stalled for literally maybe 15 seconds tops.
I ran out of
you
things.
Had to start talking about Igor's English ability.
Sounds good radio. Oh, there's just
there's a child.
The freshmen keep getting younger, am I right?
The thing I love about these freshman girls, says Matthew McConaughey. Okay, so while I was under the table fixing your mic, stop touching your mic, okay?
Okay.
Immediately touches it. What's the injury?
Broken toe.
Oh, did you massage his tibia or his lymph nodes?
No, I just sucked his toe.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding.
Did not need that visual.
I'm kidding.
To carry with me throughout this
time. I just drink the water.
Okay, I'm glad we took
but
a
But McDonald's,
pause.
Have you ate at McDonald's lately?
No, but I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, McDonald's sounds really good today. Mm. And I was like, nah, I don't got time.
I don't
want to.
That thought's ever crossed my mind.
Yeah, well, it does for me. I'm like, Big Mac would be awesome right now.
Big
and then,
Mac.
Yeah, all of a sudden I was like,
Spicy McChicken.
Maybe it was like the Holy Spirit telling me, don't eat that because you're going to get E. coli or something like that.
I feel fine.
Well, let's go get some quarter pounders after this. Let's see.
Right.
I bet they're bluffing.
I bet they're faking it.
The news
there's
reports,
only one way to find
guys,
out.
Guys, they're just trying to keep us away from McDonald's. They're trying to take the shares.
Oh. Suspicious, if you ask me.
All right. Well, before we get to World Series as well, we only got, I think, a little bit more time to talk about.
It's
some,
been a long podcast.
It has been
good
a long
one,
podcast.
Though.
If you stayed with us this long, God bless your heart. I mean...
Stop talking like that.
I laugh too much when I'm trying to speak like that, and I never get to do my impersonation.
Okay.
Talk to us, Jake, about your World Series prediction.
World Series. I'm not a big baseball fan.
Do you know who's in it? That might be maybe we should start with
that. Who's in it? I think it's the Yankees and the Dodgers.
That
right?
is right. Good.
The Dodgers. I hate both of these teams.
As do most of America.
But I think the question is, who do you hate more?
It's good. Yeah, it's kind of like elections. I was like, Jake, you're going to mess up the mic again.
Well, the problem is, you know, the problem is I really hate the Dodgers fans, but I like the Dodgers players.
I realized Jake was probably just trying to do an impersonation right there, and it got zero laughs. Two wars?
I think I'm going for the Dodgers, but I did go to
really?
The Yankees game. I like Ohtani. I like Ohtani a lot.
He's a gambling
Stop
man.
Asian hate. Am I right?
I don't think anybody was encouraging that in this room. Why are you looking
no.
at me?
You did bring
well,
up
this
some
is perfect.
Suspicious
This is great
things.
For the pod. I love when I don't usually talk to Jake anymore because I'm like, oh, we should just save it for the pod, as if our lives are so
Dad.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh, we're getting a call. Hold on.
He's going to be so disappointed what the reason is.
Hello?
I can't hear him.
Hold on. Can you hear me, Dad?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's
Sweet,
going on?
You're on the podcast.
Wait, what?
Don't say anything bad. You are on the Jake and Drew podcast right now.
Okay. Hey, can I try saying something? I was always curious what your profanity requirements are on the pod. Do you guys have any restrictions?
I don't think we have any restrictions, but we always make sure we let you know when we call you because we're a little bit concerned about what you're going to say.
Son of a
That was a
okay.
long.
We didn't add that in. Okay.
just wondering.
Jake's the wild card, so he uses a little more of the profanity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that your only question?
Yeah, I just want to check.
Oh, okay. Okay, sounds good.
It sounds like you have editing in place to handle my profanity, so I appreciate it.
That was you who did that. Okay. we have a question for you. We were talking about the BYU football game earlier. How was your experience? You came down for it and watched the football game. How was your experience with the BYU football game?
I haven't been to a BYU football game in maybe 30 years. Wow. But they played Oklahoma State last weekend. Incredible game. Not only was the game great, but the food was great, and so was the entertainment. Let me talk about the food choices I got first. So
Dad about this game, the first thing I said, "How's the game?" He's like, "Oh, the food was great." And I was like, he didn't even talk to me about the game. So here we go again with the food. Tell us about the food.
Well, as you know, I am a big connoisseur of kettle corn. You know, I love kettle corn. That's true. Not necessarily so popcorn, good. But kettle corn. So I saw they had kettle corn when I walked in, grabbed a bag. And so
how fast did you grab a bag? Like how many seconds are we
talking? Selling out. They're selling out.
I don't think what? They're selling out of kettle
They're
corn.
Selling out of kettle corn. Grab as many bags as you can.
I didn't know if I was going to be able – it was crowded. I don't know if I'd be able to find them again. So, you know, things first, right?
Okay. Didn't push any kids, hopefully. But, okay, kettle corn first. I agree with that. Okay. Good choice.
Then I went down and got some J-Dogs, extra sauce. So that was great with some french fries. I've been hearing a lot of these cougar tails. Never had one before. But so I went down and bought.
I don't think Dad was. I think he went to school before the cougar tail was a thing.
They were invented like 2005.
Mm. Well, I don't know if donuts were invented in 2005, but the cougar tail brand of it was invented. I guess.
No,
in
I think that's right. I think donuts were invented in 2005.
Donuts were invented in 2005. That's what we know.
That's what we know.
That's what we know. But
the cougar tail was invented in 2005.
Okay.
Which is just a maple bar. Okay.
Right.
And then I got two of them, one for a person next to me, a little kid who's never had one before.
Oh, so I
got him one as well.
Story there.
Yeah. Thanks. And then I got a mint brownie. They had some huge mint brownies there. That was good. And then they had refillable drinks. So that was my experience.
Wow.
Really good.
Great experience.
I was really impressed with Cosmo as well. He did great job entertainment. But I'll ask you guys. You guys have lived in Montana as well as Utah now. How would you compare or rate Cosmo versus Monty?
Good question. My personal opinion, I like the mascot of it, like of Monty, more than Cosmo.
Agreed.
But I will say the fact that Cosmo tries every game to physically harm himself is very entertaining to me.
It is very entertaining.
I wish Monty doesn't do that. I wish Monty would. He does some cool stuff here and there. And I like Monty and Mo. It's kind of a cool duo.
Mo.
Is he still around?
It's like Scooby Doo and
Scrappy Doo.
Cosmo needs a Mo. You know,
do they put a kid in that? Do they put a kid in Mo? Or did they put a midget?
No, they put a little kid in it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's it called?
Nothing.
Maybe our profanity rating is different than that. I would say Cosmo over Monty just for the fact of the physical harm.
I'm going Monty.
Would you agree, Dad?
Let me hear Jake first, and I'll give you my take.
I'm going Monty. I agree with Andrew's take, but... Hey, looks is everything, you know? So I like how Monty looks. Go Grizz.
And you guys probably didn't know this. 2 weeks ago, Monty was inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. So they had a ceremony for him at halftime.
Let's get some applause for that. That's some great stuff right there.
The Mascot Hall of Fame?
Stuff.
How do you get in the Mascot? They have a Hall of Fame?
Have your records department look up and see if Cosmo's been inducted into the Mascot Hall of Fame. I don't know.
Okay, we'll get the answer in the corner really fast.
But yeah, I'm a little sentimental to Monty, but I'm going to go with Cosmo. Like you said, he's a better dancer, better gymnast. He's just entertaining. They're both great, but I'm going to go with Cosmo.
Dang, I respect it. I think he's a great mascot. We're looking at it now, and Cosmo is in the Mascot Hall of Fame.
Oh.
It is official. Yes, he is. He's made it. I do have a question. We were talking about the game a little, after it was done, and you said there was someone in front of you who was celebrating the game pretty enthusiastically, would you say?
Yeah, are you discussing the BYU PDA?
Yeah, BYU PDA. What was that about?
There's a tradition in Montana that after you get a first down, you go, the announcer says, first down, then everyone yells, Montana, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently at the Lavelle Edwards Stadium, the announcer says, first down, Cougars, and then everyone kisses their significant other. I don't get that. Why?
That was a thing? That happened?
Yeah, every first down, you should have seen the touchdown. If you think it was just kissing on the first down, touchdown was gross. Wow. Yeah. So,
I hate to see that final touchdown.
Hey, you go to different stadiums, and different stadiums have different traditions. I just thought BYU's was a little weird.
It was just one couple.
I didn't get the memo on this, but. Regardless of if I got the memo or not, that's a lot of kissing. Let's see how many first downs were converted.
get the records department on that. The intern in the corner to look up how many first downs were in the game.
The intern in the corner is just Drew. He's just looking it up on his computer right now. He's wheeling over to the computer. Let's see how many first downs.
It's really hard to wheel back and forth. So if you give me some more time, 25 first downs for BYU.
Those are some, anyways.
Maybe if they're third down, some wet kisses. If they're third down conversions, maybe it's a French kiss, and maybe if it's just first and second down conversions, then maybe it's not.
Well, then what's the touchdown?
That one is not able to be discussed on this podcast.
I didn't see what happened to the touchdown. Well, I didn't see what happened to the touchdown because I was covering Sam's eyes. I didn't want him to be subjected to that type of
You're covering Sam's eyes during the game-winning touchdown? Sam, you would have loved that touchdown. I'm sorry you had to.
That's how you had to miss it. Sorry. Great game, though. Food was great.
Let's go.
You said you didn't see it, but you closed Sam's eyes. That didn't make sense. If you were closing Sam's eyes, wouldn't have you seen it?
Well, I was distracted because I didn't want Sam to see it, so I had to turn away and help Sam to turn away as well.
Okay. Makes sense. Things getting a little crazy at BYU.
Different traditions at different stadiums. Mm-hmm.
Maybe try to bring it. See if it catches on at Montana for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jake, see if you on next week, you and Andrew, at the next game. I don't know when they play next.
You broke up a little bit, but did you just encourage me and Jake to start the tradition?
not with each other.
Oh, okay.
I was a little concerned. But
we'll do anything for ratings, but yeah. I don't know if we'll do that. Do you have any other questions for our father, Jake, about the BYU game?
No, I think he answered them all. I'm ready to go to another BYU game.
I didn't discuss the game. I just discussed the food and the PDA.
And people making it.
Well, I thought that's all you were watching.
Well, tell us who your key player to watch was. Who do you liked watching, or who was stood out to you as like, man, this guy's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you this: the Oklahoma State running back number 0. I don't know his name.
Ollie Gordon.
But he's incredible. I mean, I went back later and he got 11 carries. If they would have given him the ball 22 times or more, they would have killed us. He would get 8 to 15 yards a carry. Easy. I don't know why they didn't give him the ball more. But I was really impressed with BYU's quarterback.
BYU.
I'm not going to pronounce his name because I've been criticized for trying to pronounce BYU players' names incorrectly, and I guess I get harassed for that. So how do you pronounce it?
It's Jake Reslaw.
Jake.
Kind of like corn slaw. Or wait, coleslaw.
Corn slaw.
Sorry, I know.
That's disgusting.
I think corn slaw is a thing. Is corn slaw a thing?
Corn slaw, no.
Yeah, Jake Reslaw. It's because you can't, you're intentionally, I know what you're doing. You're trying to, you're kind of like that baby from Family Guy where you're like, can I have some of those wheat thins? Like, I know you're doing it intentionally. You're saying the words wrong. Puka Nakoyo or something like that. It's Puka Nakua for our listeners, but. Yeah, I can tell you're doing it intentionally, but that being said.
Okay.
Great.
But I was impressed with the quarterback. He was awesome.
He did look great.
Played well, under pressure. Oklahoma State's legit, right? So that was the game where I think they actually showed that they didn't beat a bad team. They actually beat a good team.
I agree. Big shalom to BYU Jake Reslaw from Jeff Gardner. Jeff Gardner, thank you for being on the show today. We appreciate your insights and your details, even the not so pretty ones. Hope to have you back on the show in a short time here.
All right, anytime. Thanks for the call.
All right, I'll see you.
Bye.
Wow,
Great stuff.
This has been a great pod.
Great podcast.
So I think as we wrap up, I'm going for the Yankees and Jake's going for the Dodgers. So this will make for great radio. I'm kind of glad that Jake's going for the Dodgers so that we can banter and bicker about this a little bit.
True.
I'm not a big Yankees fan. I'm a ride or die Arizona Diamondbacks fan, but if there's an opportunity for the Dodgers to lose, I'm there for it. So we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll get our MLB insider for the Dodgers on next week.
Hopefully.
I won't tease who that is yet, but Jake, before we sign out today, do you have any tasty texts that you want to share with us, tasty or do you want to save those?
I'll save those.
Okay.
For next pod.
Okay. Right on.
Tune in next time.
Well, I appreciate everyone sitting down with us for a while. It was a great pod. Complete pod. We had a lot to talk about. As we sign off, Jake, I'll just mention to you, if you wear the same outfit next time, I'm going to start posting it on the Jake and Drew social of outfit
this
check.
Is a good outfit.
It's a great outfit, but the same outfit worn every day becomes a less great
it
outfit.
It hasn't been worn every day.
I think Jake is, if anyone see the Seinfeld about the girl who wears the same dress every day, I think that's Jake. I think he's wearing the same outfit every day. And so not now he's going to go on dates with girls and they'll be like, does he only have the one shirt? Like, is he just re-wearing the same shirts and pants?
Not true. I've only worn it twice this week.
This is what you come for when you listen to Jake and Drew. Just great commentary and great radio like this. So we appreciate you rocking with us today. And we hope you all have a great weekend, week, and just a great life.
Yes, make sure to download this podcast and any other podcasts on this Jake and Drew show. Drake and Drew.
Jake getting replaced by Jake Russell.
Jake and Drew show that we know you love. Thanks for joining us. We'll see y'all soon.
See y'all soon.
Shut up.